AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. As it continues its hearings into former President Donald Trump and the Capitol riot, the House January 6th Select Committee says Trump tried to contact one of its witnesses. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has this.
Panel Vice Chair Liz Cheney says the witness refused Trump's call and instead told their lawyer, who then told the panel, which told the Justice Department.
We will take any effort to influence witness testimony very seriously.
That was near the end of a hearing showing how far-right extremists answered a Trump tweet in December announcing a rally the day his election loss was to be certified, one he said would be wild.
This tweet served as a call to action.
Florida Congresswoman Stephanie Murphy says it came after a contentious White House meeting where Trump advisors like Rudy Giuliani pitched a seizure of state voting machines. In taped testimony, former White House counsel Pat Cipollone called it a terrible idea and said he challenged the advisors over Trump's election fraud claims.
Where is the evidence?
Cipollone said they offered none.
NASA releases more images from the James Webb Space Telescope that's producing the sharpest images yet of distant stars, nebula, galaxy, millions of miles and years away. NASA's Amber Strawn tries to describe the Carina Nebula, already seen in shots by the aging Hubble Space Telescope, but in far clearer definition of the so-called star nursery.
We see examples of bubbles and cavities and jets that are being blown out by these newborn stars. We even see some galaxies sort of lurking in the background.
The European and Canadian space agencies joined NASA in building the telescope, which was launched in December. Twitter says it's suing Elon Musk for withdrawing his $44 billion offer to buy the online messaging service. This is AP News. Ada Limón is a 24th U.S. Poet Laureate. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Limón has published 6 books of poetry. Her collection, Bright Dead Things, sold more than 40,000 copies.
I really, truly believe with my whole body in the power of poetry and in the power of poetry to heal and bring together communities and celebrate the interconnectedness that we all have with each other.
Librarian of Congress Carla Hayden describes Ada Limón as a poet who connects.
Enough of Osseous and Chickadee and Sunflower and Snowshoes, Maple and Seeds, Samara and Shoot.
Limón is known in part for her poems about nature and hopes to give readings at parks and other settings that emphasize and celebrate our place in the world.
The way I make my poems is really listening to the voice underneath the voice.
Limón will mostly work during her time as poet laureate from her home in Lexington, Kentucky. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.